Hi, my name is Nate.
And this is Zach.
And you're listening to Olympics Now, the podcast where we give you a quick overview of every Olympic sport leading up to the Olympics, so you know what to watch for. We'll be covering these events sequentially leading up to the opening ceremonies. Today, we'll be going over handball. Let's break it down. Handball will take place the day before opening ceremonies on July 25th and end on August 11th. Matches will take place throughout the days from 3 a.m. to 9 p.m. EST, with the men's tournament finishing on Sunday, August 11th, and the women's tournament finishing on the 10th. The preliminary round will be played at the Paris Expo Court de Versailles, and the finals being played at the Pierre Maury Stadium. There will be two medals for this event, one for men's and one for women's. So Zach, can you give me some background on this sport? What's the history of it, and how exactly does this sport work?
Handball first appeared in the Olympic program in 1972 for the men's. It was added 4 years later in 1976. So we've had roughly about 50 years of handball now at the Olympics. Handball is played on an indoor court measuring 40 by 20 meters with a net on either end. The object of the game is the two teams of seven carry a hand-sized synthetic ball down the court, try a score on the opposing team's goal. There are six out players and one goalie. Players can take up to three steps without dribbling and can hold the ball for a maximum of 3 seconds, which promotes movement of the ball. The team with the most goals at the end of two 30-minute halves wins. If there's a draw, two 5-minute overtime halves will be played to decide the winner. The goals in handball are surrounded by a semicircular area called the goal area line, 6 meters away from the goal. Only the goalkeeper is allowed in that goal area, but players can jump from outside the goal area to shoot so long as they don't make any physical contact with the goal area. Additionally, the free throw line is another semicircular line 9 meters from the goal, and it serves as a place to reset the play when a minor penalty occurs. When a major penalty takes, such as a foul during a major scoring opportunity, a penalty is taken in front of the goal. When a major penalty takes place, such as a foul during a major scoring opportunity, a penalty is taken in front of the goal. Penalties also decide ties if no score after overtime. That's a big sum.
That's some great background. So what does this format look like for the 2024 Olympics?
So 12 teams qualify for both the men's and women's sports. It's off with match play. There will be two pots of six teams, each team playing the other one in their group. And the top eight teams count stages. The team that reaches the finals.
Thanks, Zach. That was really helpful. So who are some of the big players for, and what can we expect to see this year?
For the men, Mark won gold in 2016 and France in 2020. For the women's, they won in 2016 and France won in 2020. Historically, though, the Nordic countries have always been the top contenders for the sport, as well as Germany and France. You should expect similar odds this year, with Denmark and France favored to win, and Sweden further behind. A couple of dark horse candidates for the men's might be Spain or Croatia, who have had recent success. Similarly, for the women's events, these Nordic countries have also consistently had a strong showing, and Norway and France are the heavy favorites for this year, Norway having just won the 2023 World Championship.
Awesome. So what do you think of this sport, and do you plan on watching it this year?
Yeah, I'll be watching. I'd recently seen some of the World Championships, and it's pretty exciting once you get into it. You know, it is a lot of back and forth, and sometimes it feels like the goals don't matter that much just because there's so many. It's kind of like basketball, but basketball, every basket matters. You know, I do feel bad for the goalie out there, though. I mean, those guys get scored on like 20 times a game. Yeah, and like a lot of the time, there's nothing they can do about it. It's almost like the big play isn't the scoring. The big play is when a goalie makes a save, because that's that much harder to do. So it's actually pretty hype when that happens. Another cool thing is they do some pretty sick ball handling. Like, they'll do some behind-the-back goals. They'll do some cool fake shots. So I'll be watching out for all of that. And I'm kind of getting a little pumped about it. So, yeah, that'll be fun to watch. What about you?
I definitely plan on watching it. I am very interested in the way that this game works. I myself play quad ball, which takes a lot of elements from this sport. So I find it very interesting to see, those same techniques be used at the Olympic levels in a different sport. I love the fast pace of this game. And it really does kind of feel like a game of basketball. You know, it's a lot of swinging back and forth between these two teams. And matches aren't very long, so, you know, it's not a huge time commitment to be watching these games. Now, who are you rooting for? It's very home to gold for these events.
I'm going to predict that Denmark will win gold for the men's and France will take the women's. What about you?
Yeah, my prediction is also going to be Denmark for the men's event. They're coming off of a big win in the World Championships in 2023. So I think it's likely that they'll be able to bring home the gold. And for the women's event, I am going to be rooting for Norway, who unfortunately have come up short in the past years, but are hoping to get some revenge on Denmark for beating them in years past. Well, thanks, Zach. That's all the time we have for today. We'll be here tomorrow for more sports on Olympics Now.